وحث على توجيه لخير على الإقبال عليه بالجد من غير تردد. After the previous chapter, which was that a person should contemplate, think seriously of the creation of Allah Ta'ala and thereby realize the existence of Allah Ta'ala and the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and also realize the temporary nature of this world and that Akhirat is permanent and forever, and build that yaqeen within a person. By that it will become easy to practice on the commands of Allah, and the rewards are much, much more greater than. So accordingly, the next chapter, chapter 10, is with regard to that a person hastens, once he knows that Akhirat is his real abode, must make Allah happy, then he's eager, he hurries up, he hastens in doing good deeds. And this chapter is also of encouragement towards doing good deeds and turning to Allah Ta'ala with firmness, with proper intention, and also without any doubt in a person. That is the inner quality again, that a person has that firm conviction that deen is the absolute thing which is required. Akhirat is where we have to go to, and for that we have to prepare. And then a person for his dunya just prepares how much is necessary. In fact, Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib of Medina Sharif said that in a narration it comes that prepare for your dunya as though you are going to live forever, and prepare for your akhirat as though you are going to die the next day or very soon. The explanation Maulana gave, that dunya, you don't have to hurry up and do your things as though you're going to live forever, so you've got lot of time to do it. But your akhirat, you're going to die, so don't waste time. Prepare for your akhirat. Don't delay anything of your akhirat's matters. Dunya's matters, you can delay them. And in many, many other ahadith and ayats of the Quran, we are encouraged that we should focus on the akhirat. And dunya is so, we should only do it according to necessity, how much it is necessary. But unfortunately, almost all of us, we have got it the other way round. We focus our attention fully on dunya and akhirat very little, if anything. And that also, if we make our namazes, just the very basic, but more nafil namaz, etc., more tilawat, zikr, that we don't doesn't just come on our agenda. And yes, for dunya, we'll do a lot of extra things, whether it is the garden, whether it is the house, or even the garage, or anything. We'll do so much more for dunya. Our clothing, our food, how much extras don't we have in our food? How much extra don't we eat? But for our deen, then we don't have time. And we don't do anything really. So the real thing is that we should prepare for akhirat. That is the real object and purpose of our life. And it isn't only as far as deen is concerned, it is a hard fact. It is logical that we see everyone passes away. If dunya was the object, then for what we are preparing so lot, we shouldn't have been leaving it behind and going away. And akhirat, which is eternal, what we are preparing there, and we are going to akhirat. Whoever is dying is going to the akhirat. Maut is the bridge that bridges us and takes us into akhirat. And nobody from akhirat has come back. There everyone is permanent. So yeah, dunya, everyone we know is temporary. We ourselves are temporary. And akhirat is permanent. So that also clearly tells us we should be preparing for akhirat. And not for this dunya. Dunya, just how much is necessary. And the real life of our life is our ruh. Our body can't do anything without the ruh. It is just an outward form. The real life is of the ruh. And the ruh carries on with its journey. The body just stays back in this world. In the qabr, it stays there. So what we, for the onward journey, everyone knows, we must prepare for the future, for the onward journey. And the real onward journey is the onward journey of akhirat. the life of the qabr. So for that we should prepare. Allah Ta'ala says with regard to that, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فاستبقوا الخيرات, and hasten towards good deeds. That Allah also encourages us. It's logical also, we should have thought of it ourselves, but Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. He has revealed the whole Quran Sharif with so much exhortation, so much of encouragement in the Quran Sharif. And the Allah sent His Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach us, to encourage us. And if we study the kitabs of Hadith, we say how much Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has encouraged us, made it clear to us, explained to us in different ways that prepare for the Akhirat. Don't just focus on this dunya. In fact, very fortunate are those people who are the zuhad, who have nothing to do with the dunya. Only the very bare essentials of dunya. If fresh clothes, cold clothing, shelter, just the very bare basics they see to. But they are preparing all the time for Akhirat. So we also should be moving in that direction. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to prepare for our Akhirat, have that full conviction of the Akhirat. There should be no doubt in any of the things on which we have to bring iman will nullify our iman if we have doubt. We have to make that effort that our iman becomes strong. One was by contemplation in the creation of Allah, also by the zikr of Allah, also by the company of the righteous and the pious, those people who have made Akhirat their object. When we will be in their company, this will rub off onto us also. And then we will get the correct perspective of life and the correct energy to prepare and make effort for Akhirat. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.